This is the Trinitonian Podcast, your source for a weekly roundup of Trinity University news. I'm Dominic Anthony. You can find more independent journalism and in-depth content at our website, trinitonian.com. Smudging is a Native American ritual that involves burning herbs to remove any harmful or negative energy in one's home. Currently, the practice is prohibited on campus under the Open Flame Policy. The Trinitonian's Jolie Francis reports.
Trinity University junior and Native American student Kayla Padilla grew up with smudging. Throughout her childhood, her mother frequently burned sage and incense to clear negative energy from their home. But Trinity University is not Padilla's childhood home. Earlier this semester, Res Life staff confiscated her smudging materials. Smudging isn't explicitly mentioned by university policy, but is instead banned under the Open Flame Policy, which prohibits all flames.
I think it's very telling that Trinity doesn't have smudging policies. I mean, the ritual itself shouldn't even be policed on our campus. We know how to do it without setting our room on fire. And the idea of even having to ask permission to practice our ritual is pretty insulting, especially considering that Trinity is built on Native land.
Before settlers built the missions, the San Antonio area was home to the Coahuiltecan peoples. The Lipan Apache, Tonkawa, and Comanche tribes also called the area home in the 1600s when Europeans drove them out of the north. The university chaplain, Alex Cerna-Wallander, understands the importance of students' spiritual practices and wants their concerns to be heard.
You know, a lot of what I do is having conversations with students one-on-one and sort of how do we best help you live out your spiritual journey while you're here. And so it's, you know, I don't ever want to be like, well, this is the way we should do it without being in conversation with students that that would be affected in any way.
The Open Flame Policy could be changed, but it would involve buy-in from multiple internal Trinity departments and from Trinity's insurance company. Jolie Francis, Trinitonian News.
And full disclosure, Kayla Padilla is a member of Trinitonian staff. Last week, the Trinitonian broke the news about flooding in the Dickey Art and Smith Music Building. After a water line was ruptured, about 2 inches of water filled the basement. The flooding affected a harp, a pipe organ, and several Steinway pianos. After evaluation earlier this week, the pianos appear to be mostly undamaged. The wheels will need to be replaced. But the pipe organ is a different story, according to music department chair David Heller.
The organ will have to be, the pipe organ that's in one of the practice rooms, that will have to be dismantled and taken back to the shop because there were electrical components that were in water. And also the case of the organ, the wooden parts that are around it, are already blistering and peeling from the water, so that's all going to have to be replaced.
There is currently no firm timeline for repairs of the building itself.
We need to get the practice rooms back online, and we should be able to bring the practice rooms back online, I would imagine, next week, even if we don't replace the carpeting just yet. The carpeting that's there has been dried out, but I'm waiting to hear from the physical plant people first about that, and then we can make a decision later on what will happen.
The instrument repairs are covered by insurance, and any uncovered damage will come out of the facility services budget. The Trinitonian's Austin Davidson contributed to the reporting for this story. Trinity University is 2 years into the 10-year campus master plan, which includes a number of renovations, new buildings and parking lots, and redeveloped walkways and green spaces. The Trinitonian's Jolie Francis reports on the university's progress and upcoming projects.
The university recently renovated 5 of the 14 on-campus dorms. Over the summer, McLean, South, Herndon, Beezy, and North Halls received more single rooms and improved aesthetics. The changes are a part of the campus master plan, which was introduced in 2017. The master plan identifies issues on campus and recommends projects aimed at solving them. Gordon Baumfalk, University Architect and Director of Sustainability, explains that the master plan isn't focused on one problem and a single solution, but rather on the university as a system.
So many times people just think of a master plan as physical buildings, but so much of it has to do with how buildings interact with each other and how they interact with landscape and pavements and lighting and things like that. Those are key on our campus.
Up next is a new academic and office building. Construction on Chapman Hosel will begin in spring 2020. The campus master plan is on track to be completed in 2027. Jolie Francis, Trinitonian News.
Certain parts of the campus master plan were designed in response to student feedback. Part of that feedback relates to Trinity's 3-year residential requirement. To address complaints about lack of residential options for 3rd-year students, Trinity recently added a number of singles to South Hall, and in 2017 included the City Vista apartment complex in housing options. According to administration, changes to the 3-year residential requirement itself are not on the table. In the past, personal exemptions and overcrowding in on-campus dorms occasionally allowed a small number of 3rd-year students to live off-campus. The university is no longer granting most exemption requests, and the acquisition of City Vista increased on-campus capacity. Vice President of Student Life Cheryl Tynes says the policy is a core part of Trinity's ethos.
And I feel like the sense of community that it creates to me is really, really important.
Tynes says having half the student population off campus and half or less on campus fractures the student body, preventing connection and mentorship between students of different years. She also says the university has been responsive to 3rd-year students who want more options than a double room for their 3 years of mandated on-campus living.
My goal has been to make the residential life option so robust for you guys that you want to be here, that you don't want to be off. I was really excited when we got City Vista, because one of the things that was coming up in those focus groups is that you all wanted more options for apartments. We did not have apartment-style living before we had that.
Trinity acquired City Vista in 2017 for more than $30 million. The university will finish paying off that debt in 2048. For students, the more than $13,000 price tag for on-campus living comprises over 20% of the annual cost of attendance. Going forward, Tynes says one of the university's goals is to hold the cost of living on campus at a steady level. The Trinitonian podcast is edited by Kendra Derrick and Kathleen Creedon and produced by me, Dominic Anthony. To catch up on the latest news, visit trinitonian.com.